Romans chapter 4 says, "Blessed are those whose transgressions are forgiven, whose sins are covered." Romans says a great deal about the power of God's Word to change lives, the importance of knowing God's Word. Last week I spoke to you about the importance of having God's Word in your heart and the power that is in God's truth. It's unlike any natural power that's here. God's Word is full of the supernatural power of God. Much of the book of Romans is about the importance of the Word of God and how important it is to know God's Word. Also, the importance of salvation. And Romans gives us some great scriptures to understand what it means to be right with God. It is a great book of theology, but it's also a great book of practical things about our relationship and our connection to God. God's heart is that every believer is willing to use their influence to be a witness for Christ. Jesus said, "Go into the world and make disciples." He was talking to every believer of every generation to be the hands and feet of Jesus. Romans also says, "How beautiful are the feet of those that bring good news." Billy Graham, on his 95th birthday, is going to, on November the 7th, is planning to have broadcast a 30-minute message about coming to faith in Christ, some highlights of his life and his passion and his preaching across our country and across the world. And on November the 7th, he has invited Christians all across our country to invite people into their homes if they're able to, or into some setting where they can watch that broadcast together, of a 30-minute broadcast of Billy Graham's life and also the plan of salvation, and invite people to come to faith in Christ. And I want to invite our church family to be a part of it. I've challenged our church the 6 months from July through December to pray that God would open the doors of opportunity for us to be a witness in that circle of influence of people that we know. And I have been encouraging you now for several weeks to pray every day for people within your circle of influence. Several weeks ago I gave you a card and said, write down the names of two or three or four or five or however many people come to your heart or your mind, people in your circle of influence, and pray that God will give you the opportunity to be a witness in their lives, to build a bridge of relationship, a friendship to them. Jesus said, "Do you not say 4 more months until the harvest? But I say unto you, open your eyes for and look at the fields. They are ripe for harvest." I just want to encourage you to continue to pray that God will guide you. Pray that God will open the door of opportunity. Pray that God will give you a sense of boldness, a sense of confidence, not in who you are, but in what God's Word says about relationship with Him. I want to encourage you to pray that God will open those doors and show you the path that you will take. Last Sunday, I spoke about the source of a growing faith and the importance of the Scripture, and I want to continue to talk about the importance of your Bible today. I kind of said to you last week, I asked how many of you have your Bibles with you. Some may have it in a book, some of you have it on your phone or on your computer or whatever you carry, whatever you do. I just want to say to you how important that what you have inside of you is God's Word. You know, if God's Word is in you, then it will come out of you. If God's Word is deep in your heart, I don't mean in a rote memorization for form's sake, but if God's truth is deep in your heart, then it's going to come out in your life. It's going to come out. You know, whatever's inside the rubber ducky is what's going to come out. And if it's a squeak, it'll come out a squeak. If God's Word is in your heart and your spirit, if you know God's Word inside of you, it's going to come out in every part of your life and your faith. We know that faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. This morning I want to talk about a couple of practical ways that you can begin to develop that sense of confidence in having God's Word in your heart and your spirit and being able to share it with other people. The Bible is the nutrients of a faith that grows well. The Bible is the nutrients that will help you in order to be confident. Not the book itself, but the living Word of God, the Holy Spirit that applies it to your spirit and your circumstances and your life. The Bible is the sharper than any two-edged sword. It divides, it discerns, it convicts, it guides, it applies, and the Holy Spirit can use it to teach you so many things. I want to speak to you this morning again about the Scriptures and about God's Word in your influence and how you desire to be an influence in the people that are around you in your life. We know that people need the truth. Jesus said, "You shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free." God's truth is what changes hearts and lives. We can bring people to the Word. We can bring the Word to people. We can bring God's truth to the lives with care and compassion. But it's God's power that changes hearts and changes lives. Knowing God's Word and being able to share it is part of being a genuine Christian. When it's a part of you and it comes out. I guess the word that I want to focus on this morning and I want you to think about is the word preparation. Preparation or being prepared to share your faith. When we talk about sharing our faith, that brings up all kinds of images in our minds about what that means. Some people, that seems like a big otherworldly type thing, sharing your faith. I'm talking about sharing who you are and what you are with people in a genuine way. And if God's Word is in you, and God's power is in you, and God's Holy Spirit is in you, when you share your life with people, the Word will come out. Truth will come out. Be ready to share your faith. I want to say to each one of us, no matter what your personality is, whether you're an extrovert or an introvert, whether you love talking to people or you'd rather be alone, I want you to know that God has a plan for you to how to share your faith. Part of that plan and part of what's important is the preparation that you give of yourself in order to share your faith. As you prepare your own heart and your mind and your spirit, God can use your life and your circumstances and your preparation in order to help you to share your faith. If it is God's heart that everyone be saved, and it's God's heart that every Christian would be involved in evangelism, then we have to acknowledge, if we're Christians, that God wants to use me somewhere, somehow. Part of the ability to be used is saying, "God, I ask you to show me how you want me to live that out." Look at 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 15. It says, "In your heart set apart Christ as Lord." Always, look at these three words, always be prepared to give an answer to everyone who asks you to give a reason for the hope that you have. Those three words, always be prepared, has been going in my heart, through my heart and my mind in the last 2 months as I've been thinking about Billy Graham and that call to testifying, that call to being an influence in people's life. Always be prepared. What does it mean that God wants you to always be prepared? This is written to the church, to God's people. There's something personal about this. God says to you and He says to me, I need to be prepared in order to give an answer, in order to speak into the lives of the people that God brings around me with His love and His truth. Notice those words, always be prepared. You see, that tells me two things. Number one is that there's never a time that God does not want us to be on the job of sharing our faith. God wants us at every moment of everything we do to be ready to give an account, to be ready to share of the truth and the love of God's Word in our hearts and our lives. Always, He says. And then He says, be prepared. Prepared means that we have to take action. We have to work at it. We have to do something other than just exist in order to be prepared, in order to be an influence for Jesus. God calls us to a preparation. He calls us to a discipline as Christians. He calls us to understand what we do with our time and how we handle God's Word will go a long way to whether or not we are prepared in order to share our faith and to love people as God wants us to. Always be prepared. If you want to influence people for Christ, you must be right with God and you must prepare yourselves. And so these weeks that I've been talking about the Scriptures and will be, I just want to remind you of the importance of personal preparation in your spirit, in your heart, in this one area. When I read this verse, I sense a tug at my heart about priorities. I always have. This verse has always meant something to me, probably even before I felt a call to preach. But I remember reading this when I was a Christian and I was in college, and I'd read this, always be prepared. And so I kind of got it in my heart and my mind that there was never a time as a Christian that I should not be ready in order to have a witness for Jesus. I mean, I don't mean by that a speech for people. I mean ready to share what God did for me. Willing to say, God, you've touched me with your grace and your spirit. I want other people to know that. And as I have opportunity, I'll do that. In fact, with me, I've always kind of read it like this, that that if anybody asked, does anybody have a testimony, or does anybody want to share what God's done in their life, I should never say no. I've almost become obsessive with it. You know, some of you know that, you know, if somebody says, does anybody have a testimony, I cannot sit still. I mean, because I'm to always be prepared to give an answer. You know, whether or not you verbalize it or you say, yeah, something comes into my heart, I just want to urge, I want to emphasize to you the importance of being ready to share your faith. It really is from the heart of God. Sometimes, especially as Americans and Westerners, we tend to keep things pretty close to the vest. We tend to kind of be a little bit quiet. We tend to think, well, that's not really my job. But the truth is, genuine Christianity is about being willing and able to share. And part of that is preparation that God wants to do in your heart, in your life. First, it says, set apart yourselves to the Lord. There's a part of us that God calls us to be set apart for Him. And then to prepare yourself. Every genuine Christian should want to witness for Christ and should prepare themselves. It's not just professional people. It's not someone who's been in the church a long time, but it's every Christian's job to share their faith with the world around them in different ways, in different contexts. That's the DNA of a real Christian, to have that desire to have other people come to faith in Christ. I guess if God gives you a brain and gives you a tongue, then He calls you to prepare as a Christian. If He gives you the opportunity to understand and to hear God's Word and to be able to share it, there's something about speaking God's truth, speaking the Word of God when it comes out, that has power in people's lives. 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 15 might be even a little bit stronger of a verse for us to think about. It says, study to show thyself approved to God, a workman who needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. This is not written as a suggestion or a principle. It's written as a commandment for God's people. Study to show yourself approved of God. You know, with God's Word, if you don't have the discipline to study, then you are missing out and avoiding God's call on your life. Study to show yourself approved by God. Question is, how do you study and what do you study and how do you make it meaningful in your heart and your life? I see the word study and prepare and another scripture, be ready. I think also the full armor of God that every Christian is to wear. Paul writes in the book of Ephesians, put on the full armor of God. I think of the Roman soldier. I think of him with a shield and the sword and all the pieces of the armor that God calls every Christian to have. Put on the full armor of God. But the third piece of the armor in Ephesians chapter 6 is a piece of armor that goes on the feet. Ephesians chapter 6 verse 14 says, therefore, put on the full armor of God so that when the day of evil comes, you will be able to stand your ground. Stand firm then with a belt of truth buckled around your waist and the breastplate of righteousness in place. Now listen to the third piece of armor that God calls every Christian to have. Verse 15, and with your feet fitted with the readiness that comes from the gospel of peace. And with your feet fitted with the readiness that comes from the gospel of peace. Even in the armor of God, we have given from the heart of God this counsel about being ready. Ready for what? Why is it that God tells us to be fitted, our feet fitted with a readiness that comes from the gospel? There's something about having the gospel and the word of God in your heart that makes you ready for something. It makes you ready for spiritual battle. I think of all the things that the purpose of the shoes or the sandals or the Roman soldier's footwear had and how important it was to a Roman soldier. Can you go into battle without shoes on? I mean, can you fight in a war? Yeah, you probably can, but you won't do near as well. You won't go as far. You'll get injured so much easier. Not that I thought that much about the shoes of the gospel of peace, but when I think about this armor, the importance of it to the soldier comes to my mind. I think, well, why? Why is it important that your feet be fitted with the readiness that comes from the gospel in your Christian life? Number one, the shoes protect your feet. They protect you when you're trying to move. They protect you from the junk around you, the debris. And I think of all the junk in the world and the deception that's out there. When you know God's Word, it protects you. And it helps you to continue to move. The shoes of the gospel also helps the soldier to move around quickly, to turn and to climb and to go in every direction. And I think how important knowing God's Word is to help you how to move and where to go in your heart and your life. When you don't understand God's heart, when you don't understand His Word, then you don't know what direction to go. But God gives you the Word to help you to do that. The shoes help the soldier to engage in battle. They're a part of being ready. I want to encourage you this morning to prepare yourself in order to be all that God wants you to be. Prepare yourself to be a witness for Him in your life. Are you ready to be a witness for God? Turn with me, if you have your Bible, to Colossians chapter 4. And I want to read these verses from Colossians chapter 4, beginning at verse 2. Again, we're going to read about the importance of being ready, of preparing ourselves, being prepared to share the things that God wants us to. Colossians chapter 4, verse 2 says, "Devote yourselves to prayer, being watchful and thankful, and pray for us too, that God may open a door for our message, so that we may proclaim the mystery of Christ, for which I am in chains. Pray that I may proclaim it clearly, as I should. Be wise in the way you act toward outsiders, and make the most of every opportunity. Let your conversation be always full of grace, seasoned with salt, so that you may know how to answer everyone." Paul says here that it's important to know how to answer people. It's important to know how to speak into the lives of people around you. Understand what they need to hear and they need to know. I see that being prepared to do that, being prepared to make a difference in someone's life begins, it says in these verses, with prayer. Praying for people. Being ready begins with an attitude of prayer. Being ready to make a difference in the life of someone for Christ begins with an attitude of praying for them. Praying that God will use you. Praying for people within your circle of influence will prepare your spirit and your heart in order to share God's Word and God's truth. We also read once again here, make the most of every opportunity. We've read that now several times in this series. Make the most of every opportunity. Jesus made the most of every opportunity. We're told to watch for opportunities. And in the same way, if we are to make the most of every opportunity, as it says in verse 5, be wise in the way you act toward outsiders. Make the most of every opportunity. If we see people around us as people that need the love of God, then we would take those opportunities to do things that are important, to say things that are valuable, to say things that are helpful to them. Make the most of every opportunity. There is that word again, opportunity. Pray that God will open your eyes and give you an opportunity to make a difference in someone's life. Verse 5 says, be wise in the way you act toward outsiders. Understand that every relationship is an opportunity to make a difference in someone's life. Verse 6 says, let your conversation be always full of grace, seasoned with salt, so that you may know how to answer everyone. You know, if you want to be an influence for Christ, you have to pay attention to your conversation and what you focus on and what you dwell on and what it is that captures your heart and your spirit. Have you ever heard a negative person be a testimony for Christ? Some people try to. Some people that are focused on problems and hurts and pains and everything that's gone wrong in their lives and they don't really know how to testify for Christ. It's because their conversation is not full of God's Spirit and God's grace. Be careful about your words. Be careful about what you focus on. Be careful about what you say to people, because what you say, even when you're not really focused on intentionally witnessing, what you say will go a long way to verify your witness in someone's life. If you want to influence people for Christ, your words must be full of grace. Would you read that with me? Put in the word my there and read that with me. Would you please? Let my conversation be always full of grace, seasoned with salt, so that you may know how to answer everyone. You know, if your heart's right and you speak words of grace in people's lives, God will open the door and give you an opportunity in order to be a witness for Him. There are so many different ways that we can witness for Christ. Some of it is verbal, and most of it is with the way that we live and our actions. I'm kind of focusing last week and this week more on on the verbal way that we can testify for Jesus. But having God's Word inside your heart is so important in order to be effective for Christ, to guide your conversation. The Scriptures say, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. And if you fill your mind and your spirit with God's Word and God's truth, then it's going to come out of you. If you have God's Word deep inside of you in respect for God, and you know what Jesus did and said, and you know what He taught, and you know the Word of God, then it's going to come out of you in everything you do. It'll come out of you when you talk to people. It will come out of you when you go through life's challenges and you're challenged of what to believe about God. If God's Word is inside of you, then it will come out. Whatever is inside of you, it will come out. God's Word is our motivation. Our motivation for knowing God's Word is not so that we can check off that we've memorized a certain amount of Scripture. The motivation is the heart of God. For God is not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. I want to say to you today, whatever's inside your spirit is what's going to come out. And if you want to be an influence for Christ, then you need to study and prepare your mind and your heart so that you can be an influence for Him. God is not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. I want to describe in closing this. Actually, I want to have some of you do something this morning. I talked to some of you last night and this past week, and I want to talk to you about the importance of two areas of knowing your Bible and discipline. Maybe I'll go to the second one first, and then we'll close with what I want to talk about with a life verse. In your bulletin, if you have a bulletin as a red sheet of paper, some of you probably don't pick that up in the first service. On one side is a order of service for the second service, and the other side I have some things in there that I wanted you to look at today. And on the back side of that sheet are six scriptures from the book of Romans about salvation. And we've been studying in Romans, and sometimes people say to me, Pastor, I would like to be able to tell people about my faith and what I believe, but I'm just not sure. I'm not sure what scriptures to use. I'm not sure where to draw them from. And I just listed six scriptures for you today that if it's in your heart and you would like to learn more about how to share your faith, six scriptures and six statements that might help you to do that. This is something that's called the Roman or the Romans Road. It's been around a long time, and many people have used a series of scriptures from the book of Romans in order to explain to someone what it means to become a Christian. We may think that it's very simple, but people out there need the simple truth of God's Word. And so I put that on this insert for you to take. I know you're not going to memorize it today, but I want to encourage you to read these scriptures and ask God in your heart, God, what do you want to say to me about these scriptures and what they mean in my heart and my life? Whatever scriptures you use, it's important that they come from the depth of your heart. It's important that as you hide God's Word in your heart, then they'll come out of your heart and out of your life. And there's a lot of list of scriptures to use. This is one of them. Others are very good as well. And maybe you've kind of found a way for you to share with somebody. If you know somebody is curious about the Christian faith or wonders what it means to become a Christian, it's important to be able to give them scripture. And whether you use the Roman road or you use some other method or whatever, the method is not important, but coming from your heart is. Again, not a rote memorization when you give people God's Word that you just blast them with 10 scriptures and you're finished. But if it's in your heart and you believe it, then it'll come out when someone asks you. And somebody says, how do I know that God loves me? You can go to the Scripture and tell them a verse that shows them that God loves them. Or how do they know? Do they believe they're a sinner? If you can give them God's Word that all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God, it gives you an opportunity to start a conversation with people. I want to encourage you to memorize scriptures. I want to encourage you to take time to read your Bible every day and absorb it in your heart and your spirit. What I see in the church today, one of the things that I see in the body of Christ in the church today that's changed over the last 25 years to me is the amount of time that people read in general their Bibles and their scriptures. And it's alarming to me that realize that so many of us are so busy and we have so many other things going on that we have lost the importance and the value of reading and even memorizing God's Word in our hearts and our spirits. You see, if you have God's Word deep within, then it will direct your life. And if you don't, you'll be directed by whatever things are going on or programs or schedules are going on in your heart and your life. I want to encourage you. I want to encourage you to read God's Word and take, if these verses connect to you, would you take some time to read them and study them and maybe memorize them? They're not long. But it is one way for you to begin to think about some scriptures that you can share with somebody when God gives you the opportunity. First, to understand the heart of God, that He calls us to be witnesses for Him. Number two, to have that motivation to say, God, show me where You want me to be used. The willingness to prepare. The willingness to say, God, help me in order to understand how I can share and where. And God will bring to you scriptures in your heart and mind. The longer you're a Christian and the more you study and the more you prepare, the more God will help you in order to be able to be a witness for Him. So I'm going to talk more about memorizing Scripture, no more today, but I'm going to talk more about that and how important it is for us to have in our hearts and our spirits certain Scriptures that are meaningful to us, so that when someone looks you in the eye and they want to know, do you really believe in God, you can tell them, yes, I do, and this is why. Coming from your heart is what's so important about Scripture. Saying God said this, but not coming deep from within, will not ring with truth in people's lives. But when it comes from your heart and your spirit, then people know that it's real in your heart and your life. And memorizing Scripture is one way to do that. I'm going to say more about that. The other thing that I really was going to talk about first, but I want to do this morning, I want to take 5 minutes and I want to talk about the importance of having a life verse. Would you go to that slide, Nate, if you would? It's a little bit out of order. A life verse. I think it's important for every Christian to be able to articulate what it is that they really believe from the heart of God, what it is they live by, what it is that drives their motivation, it drives their priorities, it drives who they are. And I want to encourage you to pray and to read your Bible and search for a life verse or life verses, or a number of verses. I'm not saying it's one patch. It might be a group of them. For some people, it might be one verse that really means something to them. And what they believe and how they try to live really kind of centers on that. And to be able to share that with somebody from your heart. Again, not because you've memorized it off the page. Memorization off the page is just very minimal. But if it's in your heart and it's who you are, then it'll make a difference. I know that because I've known people that have had a life verse. They've had an opportunity to share it, and it's made a difference in someone's life. And you can do that too. Kids, when you go to school this week, if you believe in God and there's something from God's Word that you hold on to in your heart, when you're up against the pressure or the problems, God can help you to speak that into somebody's life and give you confidence and strength. At work, your ethics, how you deal with people, in relationships, you know, when you face hard times. I'll tell you what my life verse is. It's pretty clear for me. I love so many, but Micah chapter 6, verse 8, I think it's on the screen if you go to that one. There is a verse that means so much to me. I read this many, many years ago when I was first a pastor. And to me, it just characterizes what I believe I want. I want to ask God that I'll be in my life and my ministry. He has showed me, oh man, what is good and what does the Lord require of thee? To do justly, to love mercy, and to walk humbly with God. That's my life verse. Others are wonderful too, but that just speaks to me about everything that I want to be. What I say, God, when I fall short, help me to be. I want to do what's right. Don't always know how to do what's right, but that's what I want. I want to have mercy for people. I want to be merciful. God's been so merciful to me, and I want to be humble before God and live out that life before Him. That's my life. Martin Luther, his life verse, the just shall live by faith. We talked about that a few weeks ago, the just shall live by faith. I asked our church board in our last board meeting if you guys would, just on the spur of the moment, would you share life verse? Something that's important to you. It was spur of the moment. They didn't have time to think about it, but it was neat to go around the room and hear each person sharing what it was that's a principle that they leave and live by. And I've asked several people to share today. Would you just help me and come right up here instead of me trying to call you and remember who you are? Would you do that? I just want you to take a half minute and share. Maybe somebody else wants to, but I've asked several people if they would do that. I guess we'll start with Mike here. Share us a verse that is meaningful in your heart and your spirit, would you?
It's found in Isaiah.
Sorry, I thought it was. Maybe
not. It's found in Isaiah 40, verses 28 through 31, and really have to read all the verses to catch it. Do you not know? Have you not heard? The Lord is the everlasting God, the creator of the ends of the earth. He will not grow tired or weary, and his understanding no one can fathom. He gives strength to the weary and increases the power of the weak. Even youths grow tired and weary, and young men stumble and fall. But those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not grow faint. And that's my message of hope today, that even when we face those tough times, that God is real and God is everlasting, and He'll always be taking care of us and watching over us.
Thank you, Mike.
Mine is Joshua 24:15. It's the last part. As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. And I realize that every morning I wake up, I choose who or what I'm going to serve that day. And it's important to me to know that those people around me that day were able to see that I chose to serve the Lord. And it's important to me. I even had that inscribed on a ring in Hebrew, which kind of does two things for me. Number one, it's a reminder to me that that's the commitment I'm making, the choice I'm making. But it's also an opportunity when someone sees that, they may comment on it, and I get the opportunity to witness to them and tell them what it actually means and open up an opportunity.
Thank you, Frank.
I kind of had to think a little bit about my life first, and then when Pastor called, I thought, wow, the verse that always comes to mind, every situation that I've ever been through in my entire life has been Isaiah 40:31. And it's they that wait upon the Lord and how He renews our strength. And I have learned that it's He helps us through the trials and He renews our strength. But also I've found it applying lately, because if anybody knows me knows that I'm on the go and I'm not very patient. Just taking a moment to be still in the Lord and listen to His calling and what He has for us.
Thank you, Shannon.
I want to encourage each one of you to pray that God would show you something from His Word this week that'll connect to your heart and your spirit. It might be one verse. It might be a set of verses. It could be a story. I'm not putting God in a box anywhere. I'm just saying that we need to be able to articulate what we believe. We need to know what we believe. We need to know that it's real, and it's not just something we come to church on Sunday and we kind of casually say, yeah, I'm a Christian. We need to be good at articulating why we believe what we do and what God's done in our hearts and our spirits. I want to challenge you. Yes, these last 2 months have been about challenge in some ways. What do you believe about God? What's important in your heart? What do you want your life to speak for? What do you want to say to people when they genuinely want to know, is God real? I'm going to invite you, I'm going to ask you to pray about that this week, and I think it's off the top of my head, but next Sunday morning, I want to give opportunity for more people to share a life verse and what God's saying to you. So, if we're able, next Sunday is a combined service, and I think we're going to continue to talk about the importance of God's Word in our hearts, and I want to challenge you to do that. What is it you really believe and why? What do you want people to see in your heart and your life? Talking about being a real witness for Jesus. I mean, loving Him with all that we are and loving people. For God is not willing that any should perish, but all should come to repentance. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, thank You for Your Word today. I thank You for the deep truth that we must study and prepare for and search for and find with great delight. I think of Jesus' words and the parable of how there was a treasure in the field and the man sold all that he had and purchased the field so that he could get the treasure. Help us, God, to understand how precious Your Word is, how it needs to be a part of who we are in order to make a difference in the lives of people around us.
Thank you for your word. Thank you for your truth today. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Thank you for being here.